It's all about helping ascertain numbers of little penguins, and so that we need to know how many we've got before we know how to protect them. I guess we need to know where they are as well on the coast.
Absolutely, and look, it was really a real honour to launch the toolkit alongside Minister Guy Barnett today, who's been a big supporter of this work. And I like to say it's a little penguin toolkit, Martin, but there's a lot in it. Hopefully your listeners will forgive me for that. But look, seriously though, the Little Penguin Toolkit will help land managers and community groups look after our little penguin populations, and also it will help citizen scientists, and there are lots of volunteers out there who are part of community groups that are keen to collect information about populations and about habitats and share that with the Tasmanian government via a dedicated email address, which will help improve our understanding of the species.
Yeah, I guess we're all familiar with the popular spots, you know, like Lillico Beach and Doctor's Rocks and West Point and places like that where we know the penguins are, but there are lots of other places along the coast that we probably don't have a real handle on how many they are.
That's right, lots of other places, and the toolkit contains a wealth of information and fact sheets, data collection forms, that will really help people understand little penguin ecology, but also help people assess colony health, size and habits using things like track counts and also camera monitoring.
Okay, so how do people get hold of one of these kits? So I guess download it off a website. That's how most things are done these days.
Yeah, absolutely, Martin. Look, the toolkit will soon be available on the Cradle Coast Authority website, but in the meantime, it's certainly available from the Department of Primary Industries Water and Environment website, which is www.thetipley.tas.gov.au/toolkit. And if all else fails, reach out to our natural resource management team and we'll provide you with a link. But little penguins are really iconic, you know, to our part of Tasmania. Of course, these kinds of projects aren't just the right thing to do, but they also do contribute to healthy penguin populations, which is a major factor in our tourism industry, attracting around 20,000 visitors a year, and also contributing to our region's clean green image.
The government in 2019 actually increased penalties under the Dog Control Act where a dog injures or kills sensitive wildlife such as little penguins. Dogs don't know that they're doing the wrong thing. They don't care about fines and things like that. Is it a misconception that we're seeing more instances of attacks, or is it just that we communicate these instances better now?
Look, man, I think the toolkit will help people be better informed. So I think there is a much greater awareness at the moment around how we can better manage the various threats to little penguins, and that's not just about dogs, it's also about cat attacks. So Cradle Coast Authority does a lot of work around responsible dog and cat ownership, and we'd like to see cats kept indoors, of course. It's also around human disturbance around nesting sites, so we'd encourage people to keep off those parts of the beach where penguins may be nesting. Rubbish and marine debris is a threat. Cars, and I've noticed along the coast recently, actually one of our member councils, Central Coast Council, has put up some signage encouraging motorists to be aware of penguins, which is fantastic. And coastal erosion is a threat as well. So I think this project and you know, other projects that we and the various community groups have been part of are really increasing that awareness, which is great to see.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Central Coast, because I think they had an issue with penguins getting run over by vehicles at Heybridge or Sulphur Creek around that area there, and putting the signs up, as you say, it's a simple thing to do, it can make a big difference.
Absolutely, and a lot of this stuff, I think it's just people are unaware. They haven't necessarily stopped and thought about it, so I'd encourage people to stop and think about how lucky we are to have little penguins and many of these other iconic species in our, you know, on our corner of the island, and think about what does that mean? How can you get involved? How can you get your kids involved or your community group involved? And I know that the NRM staff on my team here at Cradle Coast Authority would love to chat to anybody who would like to learn more.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned kids too, because I was thinking that just as you said that, it would be a great family activity, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and I've been driving past the Lillico Penguin Viewing Platform this week, and it's obviously very popular during the school holidays, which is great to see. And of course, the various viewing sites around the island are the best place for people to view little penguins. That's where they can view them, often with a guide, either a paid or volunteer one, and I know there are lots of volunteers out there, so it becomes a learning experience, but also those viewing areas have been designed in a way to minimise harm to penguin colonies. So if you want to see them, check out the various areas that are allocated for that, and all of those details are actually part of the Little Penguin Toolkit.
Okay, sounds like it's a good thing. Congratulations on the idea, Darryl, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much.